Senator Hassan, because this is new news breaking overnight, and I'm sure she's probably more briefed than most people, but could be some positive indicators out of Ukraine with Russian troops, but not, we shouldn't get our hopes up yet. Senator Maggie Hassan, newsmaker, joins us, GMI Studios first this morning. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. Vladimir Putin, has gotten a lot of this situation already. He's gotten the attention of the United States, NATO countries, the world's paying attention to what he may or may not do. Oil prices have gone up. We'll talk about that in a minute. Do you think there's a sign overnight this morning that he could be kind of just pulling back a little bit?
Look, Vladimir Putin needs to understand that there will be extreme consequences for him and sadly for the Russian people, too, if he invades Ukraine. And what we need to see now after this announcement overnight is actual proof that troops are being withdrawn. And obviously, it can't be just a small number of troops. So we need to keep the pressure on. As you and your listeners probably know, I joined with Republicans and some Democrats last month pushing for earlier sanctions to try to prevent an invasion. And we just need to keep pushing and make clear to Putin that this is unacceptable and that the West will stand with Ukraine.
You joined with another senator just recently to talk about introducing a bill to lower high gas prices at the pump. That would be welcome news to consumers with higher gas and oil prices. Can you tell us about that, please?
Yes, people are really feeling a pinch right now with higher prices. And so I've proposed a gas tax holiday for the rest of 2022 that would save Granite Staters 18 cents a gallon at the pump. And I know that there's more work to do, but 18 cents a gallon is 18 cents a gallon. And when you're trying to make a family budget stretch, that's a little bit of help to pay for other things like the cost of prescription drugs. We obviously have to do more to help people with their immediate costs now, but we also have to deal with the drivers of this inflation, which for the most part are supply chain interruptions and labor shortages as a result of the pandemic. And so we're also working on proposals to help with those things, too.
I will come back to that because you talked about some of the supply chains issue recently in a bill that you're working on pertaining to China and some other ways we could be more competitive. But getting back to the gas tax situation, do you think that will get, no pun intended, traction, or where do you think that goes?
Well, we're certainly talking about it with our Democratic and our Republican colleagues. I hope we can get bipartisan support for it. You know, lowering people's costs and cutting taxes should be something everybody can agree on. But we're going to continue to push. I'm pushing the administration right now to support it as well.
You know, one of the theories, speaking of inflation, because this kind of touches on it, you've talked recently in a business roundtable about some upcoming legislation to make some investments in American manufacturing, which will help give us a competitive edge or, you know, even an even playing field with China that could help the supply chain, maybe so we'd be less dependent on certain things like chips when it comes to making automobiles or appliances. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so first of all, just I want people to know that in the bipartisan infrastructure deal, we took some steps that will help with the supply chain. One of them is investments in our ports, so things like $1.5 million about to the Portsmouth Harbor to widen that turning basin. That means we can bring larger ships in with more product. Also, the bipartisan infrastructure deal increases the supply of commercial truckers. But the legislation I'm working on right now is legislation that would help us bring American manufacturing back in critical sectors like semiconductors, biotechnology, military technology, quantum mechanics, among other things. And it's really focused on being part of a bigger package that would allow us to invest critical dollars in research and development in the United States and in supply chain manufacturing here. That helps us outcompete China. It creates good jobs here at home. And it also makes sure that we are self-sufficient in the face of any other global crisis moving forward. And I think one thing we've really learned from the pandemic is how important it is to be able to make things here at home.
Real quickly on the energy front, we had one of our colleagues on, one of our contributors. You listened to Senator Maggie Hassan live, Good Morning New Hampshire this morning, GMI Studios. Senator, talking about energy, and we're, of course, still in February in the Northeast and higher oil prices, and it may, you know, obviously the situation with Russia and Ukraine doesn't help the higher oil prices, but we still have a mixed energy picture here in the Northeast with oil, propane, natural gas, electric, solar, and some of the other things. Did you, one of your, again, I don't have the notes in front of me, but do you have a new thought on drilling and making more domestic energy available, or what's your position on how we can kind of diversify our energy picture in the Northeast when we get into the colder temperatures and the higher cost?
Yeah, well, first of all, in the short term, I pushed the administration hard, and they listened finally to release more oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. So one of the short-term things to do is just increase that supply from the reserve we already have. And we also got a doubling of heating oil assistance for Granite Staters and for New Englanders generally, and got them to release it earlier. So in the short run, this is about helping people with the actual costs. In the long run, we have to pivot to a clean energy economy. One of the things in the bipartisan infrastructure deal was $73 billion for a resilient clean energy grid. That provides incentives because there will now be purchasers for the kind of clean energy sources that are so important to diversifying our grid. So I think that that's where a lot of the focus needs to be. But in the short term, we need to help people with those costs. We do have reserves here in the United States. I'll continue to push to make sure that we're releasing those reserves as appropriate. But I also think it's important not to lose sight of the impact that the climate crisis is having and right. the economic opportunity and good manufacturing jobs that come as we pivot to a clean energy economy.
We know utilities, the big ones in our area, have raised rates. It was kind of forecasted going into the winter. It happens. But do you favor more natural gas as part of the formula or as part of the mix?
Look, I think we need to look at all of our options to diversify our current supply. It's something I tried to focus on while I was governor. And, you know, it's obviously always a bit of a challenge because people do get concerned about new gas pipelines, right? That's one of our difficulties in the Northeast and especially in New Hampshire. And I think it's important that we look at any number of options while also making sure that our investments in the future are going to be for clean energy and sources, because that really does provide not only good jobs moving forward, but we really do have to take action here to protect our planet. We've all seen the kind of extreme weather that we've had and what that does to disrupt not only our daily lives, but our economy and raise prices.
And real quickly, Senator, one of your Republican challengers on the primary side, of course, they have their own primary. You do not, so to speak. But Chuck Moore, Senate President, was on the show last week. And when the inflation numbers came out, he blasted you for that, saying that you and the Democrats for the federal spending, the borrowing and all that, or the reason why we are seeing the inflation we're seeing. How do you respond to Senator Moore on that?
Well, I think my opponents are doing whatever they can to grab a headline, and I'd certainly welcome Senator Morse's ideas about how to lower energy costs, and he hasn't proposed any. We just talked about some of the things I've done to lower energy costs. I would welcome his support for the gas tax holiday, again, just helping people in the short term. But I think it's really clear when you talk to experts from a variety of different sectors that the drivers of inflation right now are pandemic-related. They're supply chain disruptions. They're labor shortages. One of the things we also know we have to do, in addition to improving our supply chains, is making it possible for more people to go back to work. We lost about, a year ago, about 9 million Americans had lost jobs. We've added in the last year 6.6 million jobs, but a lot of the people who are still out of the workforce are people who don't have reliable or affordable child care, among other things. So there are a number of things we need to do to get people back to work, to improve our supply chain resiliency, and in the short term, help people lower their costs. I'm also focused on lowering the cost of prescription drugs, which would be a really important step forward for all Granite Staters and Americans. So I think we have to take, we have to look at the entire challenges we have and find short-term ways to help people with costs, long-term ways to fix the supply chain and other issues that are driving inflation, and help Americans get back to work.
Senator Manghassan live on Good Morning New Hampshire. Get you back in soon. Make it a good Tuesday. Thank you, Senator.
All right. Thanks so much, Jack. Take care. Be safe.